listening to Davin's Den. On the break, that was Megamix Funk Masters. What? You want to say something?
You're looking
no.
at me like...
No.
Oh, okay. I thought there was something to say, but there's not. We just...
Like the rest of the 3 hours.
Sure. We were just talking about Joe Paterno beer, whether it should be sold or not sold. I think we kind of agreed it shouldn't be, but I said I would probably buy it if I was a fan.
Sold to the highest loser.
That would be me.
Yeah.
But anyway... I am certainly the highest loser. If I'm not that, I am nothing.
Something to aspire to, at least.
I'm working there. I am working on that. So we haven't done Ann Jackson in a while. Well, I've never done
Ew!
It.
Oh, it's high time.
Ew.
Well, you don't know. She might be lovely.
Yeah, maybe.
I'd love to have a conversation with her. We could go on for hours.
Listen, I know that they say that, you know, chicks who are crazy in the head are great in bed, but...
You know what? I think they probably are, maybe, until they get the ice pick. Then,
yeah.
Then it kind of sucks.
Then you pay for the ride.
But you know what? Aren't, like, chicks that, like, just kind of sit there and lay there and do nothing and barely enjoy? Aren't they kind of crazy, too, but the wrong type of crazy?
I think that that's probably a different kind of crazy.
Well, yeah, who are we to categorize crazy?
Yeah, well, you know...
You know what? I'd like to name my CD that, A Different Kind of Crazy.
It would be accurate. Nothing. Joe, you still there?
Yeah, Joe's there.
I know.
He's processing your stink.
I know. No, he's just letting it air itself out.
Yeah, anyway. I'm assuming Joe's there.
I am. I lost you for a sec.
Oh. I thought we almost shook him.
I know.
No.
No. I'm here. Like a pit bull and a chew toy.
You know what the funny thing is? When the phone cut out, there's nothing. And then I hear you guys come back. Yeah, he's got nothing to say. I'm like, oh, for Christ's sake. What was I harassed about that I did not?
No, you're fine. No, Pip just had a terrible joke and you missed it. Consider yourself one of the saved. But anyway, all right, let's get some. What are the categories tonight, Miss Helix? We're doing conversation. Give you guys a little bit of a tip. So at least some of it's going to be Ann Jackson and her various scammers.
I don't know. She has been going for some Mr. Davins lately. So I would
Everybody wants to go for Mr. Davin.
Oh, that's what we've heard.
That's what we've heard. I talk about. You'll never guess who wants to go with Mr. Davin this week.
I think that we have to at least have Mr. Davin as one of the categories.
All right. What are the other two categories?
Back. I think that
Mr. Davin is the classic one.
Yeah.
The fucking mafia's got to be in there.
All right.
I think fucking mafia is a classic.
Again, that will be effing mafia's terrestrial.
Yes, terrestrial.
Okay.
Yes. And I think that so-called... which one is the one that she really hates the most of all of the characters that she's talking
about? Well, there's so-called Mr. Davin. There's so-called Miller. There's so-called...
Yeah, but I'm thinking...
Parker Green.
I think it was so-called Parker Green.
So-called Parker Green?
What do you think, Joe?
Parker Green? Let's do for Parker Green's good. He's always in there.
So-called
Parker Green.
All right, now give me some numbers, kids, and then we'll commence.
Yes. All right, well... I'll start. I'm going to say that there's going to be four Mr. Davins.
All right.
One fucking mafias and one so-called Parker Green.
Joe?
Three Mr. Davins, two fucking mafias, and I'm going to go with one so-called Mr. Green.
Do you want any sauces with that?
Yeah.
He can't have those anymore.
Oh, okay.
He'll have a diet, Mr. Davin.
So you want brown rice, sir?
Yes, brown rice.
All
please.
Right.
He'll have Mr. Davin light, please.
Joe's girl is saying that she is going with three Mr. Davins, but she hasn't weighed in on anything
when
yet.
When one Mr. Davin isn't enough.
Yeah, she wants three Mr. Davins. Let's see. Lisa's going with two Mr. Davins, three fucking mafias, and 10 or so... 10 so-called Parker Greens?
Wow. Lisa just, like, pushed all her chips to the table.
Yeah, really.
Okay.
Wait, she called it back. One.
What was she writing in code?
No,
1-0-0-1.
No, she went a little nutso.
That's very exciting.
So that was one.
Dry off the keyboard. Come back to us, girl.
Trucker Tom is issuing the disclaimer that you can't mention brown and cotton in the same sentence because it's racist.
How many months have we been doing this and now you... Wait, it's racist?
That's what he believes.
I was thinking toilet paper.
I was too.
Yeah.
I was thinking,
you know what, Tom?
Disgusting schmear.
Tom, you're a racist for to even think that, Tom.
I was thinking, don't even think about
Joe,
going Commando.
Joe, can you create a meme showing Trucker Tom with his loads being a racist to Brown Tom?
Yeah. You hate memes.
Joe's girl's back with two fucking mafias and two so-called Parker Greens.
What did she do, phone a friend?
Yeah, I don't. She had a moment. She like, oh wait,
there's
two more.
There's three Mr. Davins, too. There's three Mr. Davins.
Relax, Joe. We'll make sure your girl's taken care of.
I got that.
All right.
Look at you. The knight in shiny armor of the chat room.
I already had the three Mr. Davins down, but then she had a moment to think about the other
yeah,
two.
You know, Joe texted Joe's girl, don't worry, baby. I'll handle this. I'll make sure you're heard.
Trucker Thompson.
I know them. I'll get through to them. They'll listen to me. I'm one of the three people in the picture. I'm the one choking, stupid. He'll have to listen. If he doesn't listen, there won't be clips to upload this week. That'll show him. I'll take care of this Joe's girl.
That's right.
I overlooked the clips the way you overlooked Joe's girl.
I was going to do the clips, but then you failed to take into account all of Joe's girl's Mr. Davids, and I cannot have that. Not to my woman. No, sir. You will respect her.
That's right.
Of
respect
course.
My authority.
Exactly.
Tom says to Mr. Davids, four fucking mafias, and one so-called Parker Green after he got that sorted out.
All right.
And Joe's girl came back. I hit enter too soon. Yeah, likely story.
Yeah, and if Joe says it, he never hears the end of it. Joe hits enter too soon. You promised this time would be different.
Lisa was also thinking skid marks, by the way.
Skid marks?
For Brown Cotton.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, me too.
All right, well, all right.
Thanks for that exciting visual. I was already there, though.
Lisa, when it's not obvious enough.
Oh, you're such a dirty dog.
We're talking about that, yes.
Yes, we are.
All right, let's go on with this.
Yes.
She's talking to IC Green, IC3. Who's IC3? That's Brown Cotton. Brown Cotton.
IC3. Cotton.
He's Brown Cotton.
FBI,
yes. IC3. So he goes, hello, Anne. Are you there? He has a problem with the Hong Kong government. I don't want this to make them hold the funds. Now remember, these funds are always going to different places.
You
know what her funds are like? A Tom and Jerry cartoon. The funds are Jerry, and poor Tom is about to get his hands on those funds, and then Jerry, or in this case the funds, get right into the mouse hole, and poor Tom, in this case Anne, smashes his stupid face. Joe, I did an old cartoon reference.
I heard it.
I figured it was one I could do an impression of because they didn't have voices.
Oh, that's true. In that case, excellent work.
Yes. I know my strengths. The way my Bill Cosby was received, the way real Bill Cosby would receive, I know, don't do impressions, stupid. I got it. I take notes. Anyway, all right. So she responds with her Japanese iconic name, cool. I have no more money. I am dead broke. Mr. Brown, I want to cry.
Oh.
Mr. Brown, I want to cry.
Joe, I'm not reading a comedy here, please. Yeah. A little decorum.
Do you know where you are?
Very little decorum.
Yes, thank you.
He goes, Anne, wait. And at this moment, I have the old White Lion song in my head. Wait. Wait,
I told you I don't know your hairband stuff.
Crap, I can't sing. Joe, you know White Lion, right?
Yes, wait. And when the children cry.
Those are two different songs, stupid.
Yeah.
We just did When the Children. That one, When the Children Cry, would have been good for the last segment when we were doing Joe Paterno, you moron.
He's on a delay.
I like their two big hits. Everything else like was low.
I like White Lion, but anyway. All right, enough of that. I think I have like all three or four of their albums. I dig the White Lion.
There were four albums?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my.
And you know what? Lion, and you know what the difference is? This lion still has its head.
Oh, you had to go there.
I did. I tie it all together.
Now I'm going to sob loudly through the rest of the segment.
What do you think they're doing every time you talk on the other end of this?
Okay, I'll just join you guys. She's all right. Still talking.
So he goes, wait. Can you get 6,000 euros?
Sorry, Lisa, I had to go to Dusky's theme song.
That's great.
Why is he doing your job?
I don't know.
Why aren't you doing your job? What the hell is going on in my show? Why is Lisa and Tom funnier than the both of you tonight? Joe's girl, you're going to need to raise your game. Just saying. You can't ride Joe's tattered coattails anymore.
Tattered coattails. They got WoW stickers on them.
Yeah, well, those stickers aren't opening any doors for us.
Tucker Tom comes in. The difference, no one cared when White Lion disappeared.
Very good, Tom.
You're killing tonight, man.
Look at Tom. Tom's like, it's been a while, man. I better come back strong. There's expectations.
Yeah, Lisa's throwing out some great lines.
Oh, I know. They're killing.
Yeah, but you know, Tom's been thinking, I'm tired of taking these loads. Every damn day, I'm taking these loads. I'm coming back to the den pen. I'm going to be the alpha male. I'm Cecil of this bitch.
That's right.
Trucker Tom is Cecil of the den pen.
That's right.
Tom, don't leave the den pen. Don't go to that dentist, Tom.
Don't be distracted by the fresh kill. Don't.
No,
don't,
Tom.
Don't.
Stay in the den pen. Stay in the den pen, Trucker Tom.
Go outside the den pen. It's dangerous out there. There's a man out there with floss and a shotgun. Stay with us.
Don't go, Tom. No more loads. You're home now.
You're safe.
You'll never have to take a load in the den pen, Tom. This we promise you.
That's right.
I don't promise much to you people. This I promise you. Now, I can't say if it would help ratings if we would take a load. We might, but, you know.
Tom says, I smell steak.
No, Tom.
No, Tom, no.
Lisa, grab him. Joe's girl, you can't. Joel's in there, too. He'll be jealous.
Lisa, don't grab him there.
Lisa, let go of that. Not up and down, girl.
Yeah, let go of his steak, would you? Damn.
Enough of this.
All right.
Were we
doing something?
No.
Oh, no.
No, we weren't. We were just going completely inside.
Yes.
But you know what? You get to be included in the show when you participate. That's the way it goes.
That's how you go.
It's the only reason we talk to Pip. She participates. She's here. She shows up. We don't know how.
Earth. I don't know.
Okay. Good. Anyway. But anyway. Brown's like, wait.
Tom says, ow, that's not a tail.
Yeah, but stop wagging it, stupid.
He's just happy to see her.
Back and forth, back and forth. What's Lisa to do?
No, up and down, come on.
Listen, she's got to score now because with Lamarillo as the GM, there's not going to be a lot of scoring in her life.
Oh.
Hockey slam!
That was taking a puck to the head.
It was. Anyway, I'm sure she has before. Anyway.
That wasn't a puck.
Anyway, no, I know. Miller, but Brown's like, wait, can you just get 6,000 euros? She's like, how? Like, all of a sudden, this is a good negotiation. Yeah. How? He goes, just borrow. Like people got 6,000 euros lying around.
Yeah, or you could just go into the bank and ask for it, and you can get it.
Anne goes, I want to cry. Brown goes, they've released the funds to Interpol. James is also in danger. Here we go. Now you sold your friend. The money's out. Your soldier's in danger. The shit's hitting the fan. For 6,000 euros, I think problems can go away.
Right. There's a price on everything.
There is a price on everything. He continues, they say they can't do wire transfer. The money's in safe hands now. She goes, Mr. Brown, everyone here thinks I'm a big liar.
You don't say.
So now we're really seeing the first time where she's aware of what people think of this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is like the first time where she's becoming self-aware, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
But she still treats him with respect in this case.
I know.
Mr. Brown.
Yeah, she wasn't like, oh, you effing mafia? Damn.
No, she said, Mr. Brown, everyone thinks I'm a big liar. What is wrong with James? She goes, serious fighting.
Okay.
Maybe between him and a victim. I don't know.
Or serious fighting, like,
I think he's
in the war theater? What is she talking about?
I don't know. We'll have to ask Miller.
All right.
Brown goes, don't listen to people, please. You know how I've worked to this stage. It's quite. And then she goes, terrorists are attacking Bagram Air Force Base. Are they? Are they? And what is Miller, camped outside the wire? Is he fighting them off like Rambo? Is he? Thank God he had time to tell you, stupid.
I know.
We're taking on fire. But first, send.
Let me text you in the middle of the battle.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
You are toning down for terrestrial.
I got. I don't know.
Oh my goodness gracious!
Susan. Goodness gracious! They're inside the wire, John. Susan Walton.
Susan Walton.
For all you Yankee fans out there. So she goes. Terrorists are attacking Bagram. Brown goes. I hope you know that, meaning that he's worked so hard for her. She goes. Anne goes. This is why I try and try. Brown goes. An agent will bring money to you. She goes. Before next week. He goes, just borrow 6,000 euros and he will do all the clearing. She goes, they will hold the money? He goes, because he can't touch the money. It has been sealed. Hong Kong are wicked people. Yeah, we're dragging down the Hong Kong people now.
Well, you know what? I feel better because she was slamming Americans all left, right, and center.
No, this is Brown Con.
She's moved on. Oh, okay.
Brown Con's like, I don't know. What
oh,
are they,
that's right.
What are they? Joe, you're the closest thing to Hong Kong since you're Kong. What do the Hong Kongs call their people?
Kongians.
Take an educated guess, Joe.
Chinese.
That wasn't it. They're all Chinese to me. Joe Curry, ladies and gentlemen. Joe Curry getting all the racism out before we hit terrestrial.
I mean, what is that being racist? It's Chinese. Hong Kong is part of China.
The fact that you said you're not being racist kind of makes it more racist. No, they're separate. They're separate, right?
No, they used to be.
Right, but now.
But the lease ran out, and so they went back to China.
What?
Really? No, the
lease ran out?
Yes.
It's not a Honda Accord.
No, Hong Kong was separate from the rest of China.
Right.
And then the lease ran out, and I think it was 1999, and then it reverted back to Chinese territory.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. And they're known as Hong Kongers, by the way.
Who said that?
The internet. The internet is all.
Yeah, stupid. Anyway. I didn't know either, but somebody should be stupid.
I didn't know, but I Trucker Tom liked Kong Dongs. I like that, too.
Yeah, I'm sure you did.
Yeah, I did.
Kong Dongs. Hong Kong are wicked people. And Anne goes, you see? Brown goes, but we fought them. She goes, that Wong has backup. I told you, this is why he can do this. Remember there was the banker Wong, Mr. Wong?
She remembers this.
Sorry. Like, that Wong, he do this. You can't white with two Wongs.
Really?
Yes, really. I stand by my Wong.
I know. You
when
stand
you go,
behind
when
it.
When you're down in the barrel, check the voicemail, see who's called.
It's for you. I said you'll be right back. But it's Pip's voice on the machine.
Yeah, I know, because I'm in there the most.
Exactly. Like, we have a machine. So that's Wong has backup. I told you. This is why he can do this. So Brown goes, he will go to court. He is a common criminal. Jackson goes, those officers will help him. He can be released soon. And Brown Cotton goes, no. And she goes, he did it on purpose to eat the money with the officers. You do not know it. He goes, we'll deal with him.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, in his very typical way in China. I do not know what to do now. She's Japanese. They're not so fond of the Chinese.
Yeah, I know. Which doesn't surprise me because every country that's butted against somebody else doesn't like them. But look out, Canadians.
No, it's Mexico we don't like anymore.
oh, sorry.
We like Canada, kind of.
Yeah, we do.
They're like us, but less.
Lisa, cover your ears.
Yeah, anyway. It's true. They're us light with worse television and radio.
Oh, man.
Just saying.
with less abrasive tones.
Oh, much nicer people pop publicly.
Yes.
Much nicer people.
Yes.
Pop. Anyway, so Brown Cotton goes, I know now the funds have been sealed and packed. The agent will come to your place, which is kind of scary that they know where her place is.
Yeah, I know. It's like, no, I don't want you at my door. What are you, Jehovah's Witnesses?
For your convenience. Get
yeah.
You don't wait for your scammers to, you don't have to go to your scammers anymore. Your scammers will come to you. All you do is send 6,000 euros, get it any way you can, and wait by the phone.
Yeah.
6,000 euros, and we'll come to you.
Yeah. Scary.
But wait, there's more. About another 3,500 euros, to be exact.
By the way, Lisa says, oh, them's fighting words, Davin.
Yeah, fine. What you going to do? Drop the gloves? I'll be fine. So Jackson goes, they want to hold the money. They will. Brown Cotton goes, send your address to Mr. Hines. I don't even know who this is.
I don't remember a Hines.
Do you remember a Hines, Joe?
Not at all, no.
I wonder how many varieties of this hack joke there is. Anyway.
Hey, Tom, let's ask Tom. Tom, do you remember a Hines?
Oh, yeah. Why don't we ask the historian?
Tom knows everything. Kids, what does Tom have to say? All right, shake the magic Tom, Chuck, or Tom.
Yeah, I know.
The answer is cloudy.
Answer is ask again later.
Yeah, ask again later, Stephen. I'll go check my files. Trucker Tom said, they really, I got to do work for you assholes now.
He's used to it.
I had a white lion joke. Couldn't we leave it at that?
He has the show cross-indexed.
He does. He's who I go to when I don't know what I'm doing.
He's got everybody's on the clock in this show. Fans, staff, everybody.
Yes, but the fans disappoint much less than the staff. Anyway.
He doesn't remember.
Tom doesn't remember, so
I don't think. Yeah. If Tom doesn't,
I think it's a new character. To tell you
I do
truth.
Too.
I think so too. Send your address to Mr. Hines. No, can't you hear me? She goes, how can I pay? He goes, what are you saying? Please borrow. When the agent gets there, you take the package from him and pay all the people you owe. They can't keep it. Are they mad? She goes, yes.
Are they mad, like crazy or angry?
I think upset.
Okay.
He goes, they did their worst, but we defeat them. I think this is even best to avoid any delay again. She goes, how can I get the money? It's a big amount. I already paid you. Count the zero, stupid. 700,000 yen in these 2 months. I don't know what that is in dollars.
I don't know, but I'm going to look it up because it sounds like a lot. 700,000 yen?
He goes, how much is 6,000 euros? She goes, everyone thinks I'm a liar. He goes, in your currency. She goes, 600,000 yen. More than 500,000. He goes, million. She goes, 500,000.
That sounds like they're bargaining.
Then she continues, 500,000. That is Wong's conspiracy. He will get that money after he is releases. He goes,
releases.
What?
After he releases, he gets out.
It's about $5,600.
Oh, for crying out loud.
I know. 700,000 yen sounded very scary.
I'm going to go on record. Yen stink. Money stinks, Japan.
Trucker Tom goes, so who's this new fake douche, Duncan Hines? Hey, Tom, could you change the clocks when you're in the barrel?
Because No. You read it.
I'll change the clocks. He's upset because they're all blinking 12 o'clock. We lost power in the barrel.
And this is why you will
change. He said it.
You read it!
I did.
Even Joe's not reading it. He's seeing the same crap.
Yeah, I know. I know. He backed off.
Joe picked out the funny stuff.
I didn't get to it yet.
Well, I know it's hard to find, but it's in there. It's like 57 varieties. It's in there.
Uh-huh.
Stretch out. Excuse me, Tom. Didn't mean to elbow you in my way in the barrel. Anyway, my apologies, sir.
You just stepped on my foot.
I'm sorry. It's crowded in the barrel. Joe's looking down at us. Don't worry, Joe. You'll be here soon. So, Brown goes, which money? Even in his court now, he will be released. Which money are you talking? She goes, anyway, they will hold my money. They will without paying the fees. He goes, I can't understand you. Your money has been assigned to Interpol. Well, then it's good. It's been assigned.
Well, then wait. If it's been assigned to Interpol or it's being held by Interpol or whatever, who's this douche that can take $6,000 and magically release it?
I don't know. Ugh. She goes, yes, the mail you sent to me. He goes, please read well. She goes, I'm reading it now. Before next week, I must pay for the money. He goes, I don't have time for stories now. I did serious work here. Excuse me, a scammer's working. You will show respect. I was shoveling some serious BS over here, lady. I don't have time to send you more money now.
Yeah, it's like, do you know how many notebooks I filled with notes on this story?
Here, stupid, dry your eyes with those euros, then mail them off, okay? She goes, I'm reading it now. Before next week, I must pay the money. He goes, I don't have time for stories now. I did serious work here. She goes, I know.
Wait, I did serious work here. I know.
I know.
Why is she being deferential to this guy?
Because he did serious work here.
Oh, okay.
He doesn't have time for her stories now. Simmer down, woman. Simmer down.
Yeah, but she never is deferential to anyone. She's like, fuck, are you? All the time.
That was very Asian-y.
I didn't mean it Asian-y.
That was very Asian-y.
That was Asian-y.
That was like Mr. Magoo caliber Asian-y. Like as stereotypical Asian-y as you could be.
I wasn't even trying for that.
Yeah, but that's what happens. So you're a latent racist.
Latent. Okay.
Latent.
I'll accept that.
Yes. I did serious work. I know. He goes, you know what it cost me? She goes, we paid the wire transfers fees. How about those fees? Why do they do this to us? She's like, we're in this together.
Oh, God.
Then now they cannot wire it to me. They should deduct it. We paid a lot for that. Login fees, ST101 and Swift. I don't even know what the hell that means.
Yeah. Well, neither does she.
I don't know why Taylor's involved with this, but anyway. He goes, they deducted the transfers fees from it. I was there live at the bank yesterday. And what I am saying to you now, do you believe me or not? Because really, if I'm going to continue with this scam, I need to know if I got you hooked.
You're still on board.
If not, I got other stories I can go with, so just let me know where we are.
Yeah.
Do you believe me or not? What do you think?
Yes.
Joe?
Believe.
I believe you. But I have no money. And I'm thinking how to borrow money, since no one believes me. I'm crying. He goes... I'm glad Joe's enjoying this. What a prick you are. I told you, these people are much worse than me. You don't really believe me, audience. These people are much worse than me.
You have to plea to your fans that you're not awful.
No, don't twist my words. I never said I'm not awful. I just said you guys are worse. There's a difference.
There is a difference.
Exactly. It's all degrees. She goes, I'm crying. What do you think he says?
Too bad. No.
I have something to do now.
No!
Yeah, he doesn't care. He don't care.
No. There's another client waiting to be scammed.
Yeah.
She goes, okay. He goes, when you get the fees, let me know. They will assign an agent to come to your place with the funds. Send the address and send CC to me, too, okay? She goes, but I have to pay 6,000 euros. If not, they will not send the funds to me.
Bring them to your door.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
He goes, they need clearance. I am not sure you know what I am doing here. No, no. She don't know what you're doing. I got a good idea.
Yeah.
She goes, I know, but I have to pay. He goes, yes. So you do know.
Yeah, you are on board.
She goes, this is what I said. He goes, as I told you, I have arrest to do now. I got to go, woman. Somebody needs handcuffs and a beating.
I have arrest to do.
You got it in the wrong order. The beating
no.
first.
I have arrest to do now. Now.
I'm going
to
go out and do me some arresting.
Ooh, it's arresting season.
Yeah.
She goes, yes, please. I will contact Green later. He is fighting, too, since it is very serious now.
Well, now it's serious?
The war.
Oh, okay.
Stupid Obama.
Lisa said he's flicking peanuts at the enemy.
He goes, okay. She goes, Green Parker, I have to go meet James now, okay? And she's relaying the conversation. So Parker's saying, I have to go meet James now. I'm guessing at Bagram.
Yeah.
She goes, okay, with one of her many names. He goes, they need backup. They need a model. They need a sexy Marine to sashay and save the day.
You can combat the enemy. Show them that six-pack. That's it.
Listen, you know what? Abs are very distracting.
Very distracting.
That's why I'm not a fan of them. A fan of distraction. Very focused.
Yeah. But you are a fan of boobs, and they are very distracting.
Depends who.
Yeah, that's true.
And depends what. And it depends on many things.
It depends what? Yeah. Boobs.
Yeah, but I don't need, like, boobs that you kick like you're kicking a soccer ball. I need perky boobs.
Oh, okay. So, like Nana's boobs are out, but good perky boobs, that very distracting.
Nana's boobs are distracting for the wrong reasons. Like, it's like, Nana, enough! Just eat your stuffing and turkey. It's a different thing.
They're dipping in the cranberry sauce again. Yeah. Nobody wants that now.
No, nobody wants cranberries and areolas. It's not a time for this.
Cranberries and areolas. There's an alternate name for the comedy album, Joe.
Yeah.
There you go. Parker allegedly says, I have to go. Of course he did. I have to go meet James now. She goes, okay. They need backup. She goes, is he dangerous? He goes, yes. Please take care. I will contact him. Talk to you later. Now, here's an email to Anne. Attention! Anne, whatever. We have not responded to your email since the over 120 days now. It's due to the investigation that we are taking to protect you and your funds. Your funds are well intact. Your funds are in Malaysia, which was moved to the Hong Leong Bank. It rhymes. It's like Eminem is writing bullshit. Your response is highly needed, so you can send your account details for your funds to be transferred into your bank account in Japan. Thanks, Dr. Santos, from the United Nations. Because you know what?
Yes.
Shit's going down at the Bagram Air Force Base, but don't worry, we'll get your funds. The United Nations got time for this. And now we go to Damn It All Red.
Uh-oh.
This mail means idiot Melvin is asking money because the funds are intact. He is a fucking mafia. Go to hell. Burn in hell.
Fucking mafia.
Was that on the list?
Number one. Yes. Right. Yes.
I'll continue. Mr. Devin.
Oh, one. Now we're playing.
Now we're playing. These people always ask me to borrow money. They destroy me a lot. One more true case. Gold bar scam. This fucking Miller is not shameful. He said it is his gold bars, but ask me to pay for him. You will see his real nature. This is so-called American hero. He is a fucking asshole.
Ah!
With 2 out of 3 ellipsis points, because he got sick of it.
He's a real asshole.
You know what? You know what you should do? You know what she says she should do? What do you think she says he should do?
Take a shower in Penn State?
No, no.
Oh.
Joe?
You cut out. I didn't hear you.
All right. She says he should die soon.
Oh, die soon. Okay.
I hope he can shoot himself immediately. No, no, don't wait. Clean that gun.
No, don't clean the gun. Don't bother. We got no time for that.
I hope he can shoot himself immediately.
Don't delay. You need to be shot post haste.
The way she writes it, so it's, I hope he can shoot himself immediately.
You know what else? You know what else?
What?
I'll get the gun in my mouth and get right on it.
Stat. Yes, ma'am.
Stat.
You know what else?
What?
He is a fucking liar.
Oh, you see, you're teasing me now.
I have never seen such a wicked man. Nat Green is also a fucking mafia like this. Was fucking mafia on there?
Fucking mafia. Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, my God. I got so excited I missed the number two mafia.
Towel down. Settle down. Shame on them. Another conversation. This is between Jackson and Miller. Jackson to Miller. You are a real criminal who destroys me and you kill me. He goes, please leave me alone. Please. She goes, I will go to jail soon. You destroy me. You do. He goes, I did nothing. Please?
What is he saying, please?
He doesn't want to be bothered.
Oh,
God damn it, woman. You give me a headache. Can't you see I got a hot piece of ass over here I'm trying to scam?
Stop bothering me.
That's the problem with women. You're trying to scam one, and another one's trying to get all your attention.
Oh, you know,
I'll take your money soon. Wait for it.
Yeah, you scam blocker.
Yes, a scam. Well, no, that we're scam blockers.
Oh, we're scam blockers, but yeah. Okay.
She goes, you lie. There is no gold bars. You took my money to pay lots of certificates and tax. Fuck you.
That's what he wrote back.
No, that was hard to
her.
That's her. Fuck you.
But you know what? We're back to the gold bars again. Are we money laundering now again?
Yeah.
You know, Joe, Miller's got a question. What is your problem?
We have been asking this for months.
It's like you can't. Ha ha! Just a little scamming. What's your deal, lady?
Yeah.
What's a little scamming between friends?
Why are you so upset all the time?
Oh, God, towel off. Dry your eyes. Come on, woman. Let's go to Hong Leong and bank and boom. She goes, you took my money. He goes, no.
No. Great defense.
Miller does have a great defense right here.
Oh.
Your Dr. Phil told you that.
What?
Dr. Phil.
Phil told you that?
I never trusted that Dr. Phil.
How did Dr. Phil get in here?
He's all involved in this shit. Stop listening to your Dr. Phil, Japanese lady who I'm scamming.
Everybody else knows that he gives bad advice. Why does she get this?
I don't know.
That's actually a good reason.
Yeah, that's how she got into this. It makes sense now.
Miller's got more to say. I now see you are a fool. She goes, you are assholes.
He's plural.
Pretty good volley.
Yes, you are assholes.
One whole ass would be too good for you. Yeah. You're so bad. You're two assholes.
Yeah.
You are multiple assholes.
Multiple assholes.
There's a confluence of farting on you. That's what you are. You're a small asshole, a big asshole. You're many assholes. One, you could not be contained in one asshole. That is how bad you are. You should know that, Miller.
Hold on. Are you riffing or she wrote that?
No, he's saying this.
I riffed.
Oh, okay.
But she did say you. But she did say you are assholes.
Yeah. Right. She said that. I did what a radio host does and tried to create entertainment.
Now, if
no, I just because I for a second I wouldn't put it past Ann to write something like that. So I don't know if you're riffing or it's her.
That's
no.
Actually true. She would have done it in Damn It All Red too.
Right, Pip. Am I not right? That's true. You know, she writes nonsense like that.
She's got more to say. You kill me. I will send the story out to full Interpol and FBI. Believe me. He goes, okay.
He don't give a shit.
He's
all
like,
right.
He goes, okay, do it now. She goes, fuck you. February 20, 2013, Dateline. She goes, you are a real criminal. You send me to jail. Fuck you. You asked me to pay for your flight, medical, and everything. You are now okay. You set up my life. You destroy me. He goes.
Uh-huh.
How? Clearly a Native American greeting.
Oh, no, you didn't.
He goes, how? He goes, she goes, you are a criminal. A real criminal. He goes, what are you talking? What are you talking?
What are you talking?
She goes, a real criminal. A real criminal. A scammer. A scammer. A scammer. A scammer. Like she got stuck.
I know. Somebody smack her on the back of the head. She's stuck in a rut.
But wait. There's more. A scammer.
Another one?
A liar. A mafia. You kill me. You do kill me. He goes, you kill me.
You're killing me.
You're killing us.
You know what amazes me more? Her realizing again for a short time that they're scammers. Or the scammers themselves just shirking any amount of responsibility or accountability that is shot at them. You know?
Well, again, Joe, because they're scammers.
I know.
They make good politicians, to tell you the truth.
I think one of them's running.
I'm sure they are. One of them's on the Republican ballot.
Sure, I'm sure. I look forward to that debate. And you're a liar, and you kill me, and how, and who, and what? And why are you so upset? It's
you're
only
scammer.
A country.
You're a scammer. You're a scammer. Oh, yeah, and you're a scammer.
He goes, you and Brown. She goes, Brown is your FBI. I am not American citizen. Guck you.
Guck you.
She's
getting ready for.
Guck you. She knows we're going to be on terrestrial
season
two.
That's what I was stammering about.
But then she goes, enough of this. I made a mistake. Fuck you.
No, she didn't.
She did. It was
it
was guck you.
Well, at least she's got a little bit of quality control going
sure.
now.
Sure. It's guck you followed by fuck you.
I didn't mean to say that. No, I said fuck you.
Quality control. That's great, Joe.
She goes, I will see your gold bars. We'll be in the treasury. He goes, ding. I think he's trying to contact her or something. She goes, do not contact me anymore. All I want is to pay my company. He goes, ooh. She goes, I do hate you and Brown. Do not contact me. She goes, why did you tell Brown I killed myself? You make my life useless. You did. He goes, my friend, go and sit down.
Hang on 1 second. Trucker Tom said, can't wait for Trump to start a speech with fucking mafia.
And Christie's a scammy. And a scammer. And Bush is a scammer. And Jindal's a scammer.
Lisa corrected him. She goes, gucking mafias.
Gucking mafias. That's new on the list. So Miller goes, my friend, please, go and sit down. I am deleting you now. She goes, do it. He goes, ass, space, hole. Separating. So she can digest it slower. Ass, space, hole.
Oh, great.
That sounds like a ditch a donkey falls in, you know? I mean...
An asshole.
Hello, Barrel.
Yeah, I'll make sure there's coffee. Yeah, right.
Joe, just close the door and shut off the lights when you're done.
I'll make sure there's coffee.
Yeah, there ain't no getting away from now.
No, that one stunk on ice, as you would say. She goes, all I need is to pay my company. I cannot pay. I will go to jail. Bye.
No, Lisa typed in, bye.
No, it was not a bye. She's Japanese, not African.
I know, bye. But it's too good.
Jackson goes, you kill me. He goes, yes. He goes, bye.
Yes.
She goes, do not contact me. You're all scammers. He goes. In this moment when he is confronted with this yet again, what do you think Miller says?
Yes.
Bye-bye.
She goes, you're all scammers. He goes. Thank you.
Thank you.
I love the polite. You know what? There's no reason to be rude.
No, it's like...
You know, scamming is one thing, but I hate people with bad manners.
It's like, you're scammers. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Boy, oh boy, he's got more balls than a pool table. Let me tell you.
As Joe slowly makes his climb up the barrel walls, trying to elevate himself again.
That's, oh my God, I can't...
Joe's like, I have metaphors and similes, and I will use them to get out of this situation.
Yeah, he's dangerous with them.
Up the old toolbox of bits, yeah.
He goes, you can call me any names. She goes, I lost my money. I lost my career. You are a scammer. He goes, you wanted to steal my gold. And apparently it's a leprechaun. I don't understand.
You wanted to steal my gold.
I don't even know. I don't know.
It's a leprechaun.
I'm supposed to know this. I don't know. She goes, a real scammer. He goes, you arranged for Yakuza. I don't remember.
What?
I don't know Yakuza. I don't know Yakuza.
I, you were
sounds dirty.
Like a new sports car.
I'd love to drive a Yakuza.
I'm sure you would.
It sounds like
an
Asian. It sounds like an Asian sex act. You know what? It sounds like a body part. Yeah, I stuck it right in the Yakuza.
Yeah, it does.
Loved it. You know what? If I was going to stick Ann Jackson any place, it would be in the Yakuza.
In the Yakuza?
Yeah. Stick her in the Yakuza. We're going to stick her in the Yakuza.
Yeah. You know, if we said it like that in terrestrial, we'd probably get called into the office. Listen, you can't say Yakuza. It's a name.
It's a made up word. What does it matter?
Yeah,
the sponsor.
Is an advertiser, and everybody thinks it's the new four-door they come out with.
Yeah. Honda's very very upset. You can't make fun of Yakuza.
Yeah. Trucker Tom says, Yakuza is Japanese mafia.
Huh.
But afterwards...
He's just trying to get points.
Earlier he said, you're always after my Lucky Charms.
February 21st, 2013. Miller goes... To take the gold, to take the gold from Brown today, to take the gold from Brown today. I don't understand. There's like more colors in a box of Crayola crayons. What are these idiots doing?
Brown, green,
gold. Yeah, exactly. It's like they just like spun a wheel of colors. And go, fuck! This is who we are and what
now
we do.
Now I'm Mr. Violet.
Yes. There's no gay scandals.
Oh, there might be.
Jackson goes, "Who wanted your gold?" He goes, "Ha ha 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 ha." He goes, criminal. She goes, you are a real scammer. You are. Do not contact me. He goes, fuck you. She goes, you just use other people to pay. You are assholes. Please do not contact me. She goes, deal with your gold bars. Fuck you. You destroy my life. You'll burn in hell. You fucking assholes. I will kill you. See what the result? He goes, I'll send some boys to Japan. How? You're fighting in Bagram. We don't have time for the shenanigans.
I'll send some boys to Japan.
Little boys. They just got done with Sandusky. They'll be on their way.
Oh, I know. That's
they're not
going to
sit on the flight. I'm just saying.
All right.
Yeah, well, hello, Joe.
There's a spot fee on the couch right here.
Thanks for keeping it warm. I appreciate that. Oh, you left my favorite show on. Thank you, Joe. You're a sweetie.
Yeah.
And chips, too. Anyway. I'll send some boys to Japan. You will see. She goes, see fucking boys? And apparently this is segment two again.
See fucking boys?
They must be Spanish. I don't understand. She goes, scammers? Scammers. He goes, go to hell. She quotes Twisted Sister and goes, you're going to burn in hell. Don't you see no evil?
Evil, fit, no evil. That's a great tune.
It really is. White Line and Twisted Sister in one show. You really don't get better than this. He goes, I will freeze all those accounts. You called Mr. Eric Dr. Melvin scammers. You will suffer in the fire. She goes, who? You? You gold bars. Fuck you. I see nothing. He goes, you. March 4th, 2013. He goes, wait. And we're back to White Lion. They will kidnap you. Wait and see. She goes, I'll send your boys to the police. Wow. Amazing. Fuck all of your boys off. Again, I think we're talking about the Yakuza again. I'm not really sure.
Yeah, she's going to fuck them off in the Yakuza?
Now, if somebody says, I'm going to send some boys, I'm going to fuck you all off, you're going to well, that's a very warm reception.
Actually, you know what? It's sounding like you're back writing porn.
Yeah. Nobody's upset by being all fucked off.
No.
I'd love to travel to Japan after a long, weary journey. And a nice Yakuza is waiting there, and we're all getting fucked off. Lovely. Why would I be upset? He goes, wait, police. Ha ha. They will come from Thailand. You will receive some bullets in your ass.
Promises, promises.
Yeah. He goes, I raise the money. I will freeze all the two accounts. And Dr. Melvin will never release any funds to you. She goes, bye. Never contact me. He goes, fuck you. You contacted me. She goes, do not contact me. Never. He goes, don't you ever talk to my friend again. She goes, fuck off my life, which is always a classic.
I love fuck off my life.
We all love fuck off my life. He goes, Mr. Green. He goes, I already asked him to block you out. Because you know what? When you're fighting a war, listen, not for nothing. I don't think you guys should be Facebook friends anymore.
That is a priority.
I heard they're going to leave a bad Yelp review. We can't be doing business with these folks on the internet.
Hold on, artillery. I have to update my status.
Yes, yes. Some people are such assholes. And everybody reads, who? Who's an asshole? Anyway. From the article you copied.
Yes,
anyway.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Yeah, anyway. If anybody reads Pip's Facebook page, and why would you? Just cats and nonsense. Miller goes, Mr. Green, I already asked him to block you out. She goes, I have no money and I am suffering. I will have problems soon. He goes, Green told me Eric needed 350 euros. And then there's this. Heads will roll roller coaster. Oh, wait, no, that's the wrong thing. What the hell is this?
What the hell is that?
Oh, I don't know. Some other nonsense I wrote.
Heads will roll.
Oh, I don't know. Okay. She continues. Do not tell me money. I have no money. Are you blind? And now we go to big letters.
Uh-oh.
She writes to me. This fucking man has no shame asking money again and again. He must die immediately.
She's big on immediately.
Is nobody seeing my sense of urgency with this?
I know.
I'm writing in a larger font. Clearly, he must die immediately. We can't wait. He must die immediately. He is a fucking liar. And then in parentheses, 100% for sure.
Not, you should just end it. Your immediate attention to this matter would be appreciated.
Yes.
She continues, a fucking criminal. I respond. You did not answer my question from yesterday. Please take the time to do so. And if you think I know what the hell I asked for a month ago, I have no idea.
Yeah, right.
As for what you have put in the email, some of it you showed me before. Some of it is new. It does not change my opinion. It is an advanced fee fraud perpetrated by scammers pretending to be officials. They do not make mistakes in transferring money. Everything they did was intentional. And then we will conclude with this. You ready?
Yes.
Mr. Devin!
Yay!
Mr. Devin likes when he's greeted with that type of sound, Joe.
Oh.
It makes me think Yakuza's on its way.
Yeah. You're about to get fucked off.
I would love to get fucked off.
In the Yakuza.
In the Yakuza. And some bullets in my ass, too. I'm feeling randy. No, I don't mean sexy. I mean, I'm literally feeling randy.
Yeah, get off of her.
Randy, get out of the barrel. I didn't expect to see you there. Mr. Devin. My boss does not want to quit me. What the hell? Is this like a Tom Cruise movie? I can't quit you? Who writes this shit?
I don't know.
My boss does not want to quit me, and this is why I am busy. Send you mail later. See ya, Anne. And that's where we are.
My boss does not want to quit me. Yeah, what is that? Brokeback Mountain?
Yeah, where it's from.
Yeah.
That's what I can't quit you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I made Tom Cruise gay, which is a stretch.
All right, so you know what? We had... two Mr. Davins, two fucking mafias, no so-called Parker Greens, but that one was a stretch.
Did anybody nail any of it?
You know what? Nobody got it spot on. The closest that we got were Lisa and Tom had two Mr. Davins, and Joe and Joe's girl had two fucking mafias. But, nobody got it right on the head.
I gotta tell you, it's been a while since we missed, since we did Ann Jackson.
Yeah.
It was good to come back.
It missed her.
Yeah, it was good to go to dive back into the insanity.
And we got new characters.
Mr. Hines.
The elusive Mr. Hines.
The elusive... This
sounds like a Beatles song.
It's a lost classic, Joe. We're going to the back wall for Mr. Hines.
Yeah.
This is a Ringo one. That's why nobody likes it. It's a Ringo.
Poor Ringo.
Poor Ringo. But any thoughts before we get out of here on what we've heard?
I just think that she's going back to... She's screaming about how everybody is fucking mafias and that they're all scammers and liars. She'll be back on board next time.
Yeah.
Oh,
yes.
Absolutely. And then we go back to the gold. You know, she's schizophrenic.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of what I've been thinking.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, how could you call them in a paragraph, scammers, a scam, and repeat, and then you just keep going? If you know they're scammers, why do you keep going? That's the key question.
Well, Joe,
scammers, why do you keep going?
I'll tell you why, Joe, and I know the answer to this. Because sometimes, my friend, words hurt. She was just lashing out in anger, Joe.
Oh, yeah. Fucking Mr. Devin.
Lisa says she doesn't see it, and I agree with Lisa on that. It's a shame. Like, and I, to accentuate that, it's basically if she comes to the realization that they are scammers, it's going to devastate her emotionally, and she's just trying to get that vindication that they're not, you know, and it's a shame.
Yes, well, it is, and we'll see. Maybe we'll do Ann Jackson next week. Gonna try to do some, a little bit of Belinda next week. Maybe that's coming to a close. That's wrapping after all these years.
Wow.
Yeah. So we're gonna have Jim Mulahey on,
yes,
who's a cybersecurity ethical hacker.
Yes.
And next week, right? At least right now. I mean, I got more meetings this week, so who the hell knows what it's gonna be? But right now, we're thinking we're gonna do the demo of Davin's Cyber Den, which would be very hard because we actually have to have like 9-minute segments and 10-minute segments and can't go on.
We're going to have to rein ourselves in.
Yeah, so is one of you guys going to bring a stopwatch?
I'll find something.
This, where somebody can keep track of it and set it and everything?
Yeah.
That's going to be important.
I don't have a stopwatch, but I mean, we'll have like a kind of clock with a second hand.
The stopwatch wear on my wrist when I did my set.
Okay.
All right.
All right, so let's thank some folks for allowing this to take place.
Yes.
Family martial arts is great for learning karate and self-defense. Perfect together as a family or by yourself. Whether you want to learn in a class environment or you want private lessons, martial arts is the dojo for you. Give them a call to learn more at 845-469-1716, 845-469-1716. Of course, check them out at FamilyMartialArtsGoshen.com, FamilyMartialArtsGoshen.com. One of the cool things is my daughter's going for the black belt. One of the things you have to do when you're training to be a black belt is you have to do 10 hours of community service. So my daughter just took an orientation. It's hard to get a little kid to do community service, not because they don't want it. There's just not a lot of opportunities. Like, she wants to work at the animal shelter, and they just can't.
Yeah.
But what she's going to be doing is she's going to be working with rescue horses.
Nice.
So she's going to be grooming them and, I guess, sweeping stuff and,
yep,
and everything. So that's cool. So she'll be
mucking out stalls.
Yeah, she don't like that. But
nope.
You know. But so that's pretty exciting. That's another cool thing about karate and family martial arts, always giving back. You got to love that aspect of it. I know I do.
Yeah.
That's very good.
Yes.
Really good. Goldberg's Famous Bagels and Kosher-Style Deli of Chester, New York brings the fresh delicious water bagel of New York City to Orange County, New York. Every morning, a wide variety of bagels are made fresh on premises for your enjoyment. If you've ever had a Goldberg's bagel, then you know you can never have a frozen bagel again. Goldberg's has the perfect schmear for your bagel, as they feature an extensive variety of cream cheese spreads and even offer low-fat choices. Goldberg's Famous Bagels and Kosher Style Deli also offers premium meats for their mouth-watering sandwiches. They offer some unique daily specials like the Zombie, which is a potato pancake covered in fresh brisket and smothered in homemade gravy, or the Bronx Bomber, which is a square knish, corned beef, Russian dressing, and sauerkraut. Whether you want breakfast, lunch, or dinner, Goldberg's can feed your craving. Goldberg's Famous Bagels and Kosher Style Deli is great for when you want to eat out, order in, or have that special event or party catered. Goldberg's delivers every time. They are open 5 a.m. Monday through Friday and 6 a.m. on the weekends. Visit them at 69 Brookside Avenue in Chester, New York, or give them a call at 845-469-8505. And don't forget, if you're a veteran or a fan of Davin's Den, you get 10% off.
Yum.
Yeah.
My parent, Portobello, is Bergen County, New Jersey's most exclusive fine dining Italian restaurant. The Tuscan Villa setting will make you feel like you've been transported to the old country. Every dish is prepared with care and attention to detail, and the Portobello chefs are happy to cater to any dietary need, thus ensuring every visit is not just a meal, but an experience. Portobello is open for lunch and dinner Monday through Saturday, and on Sunday, Portobello features a sumptuous brunch in addition to their dinner menu, which is available all day. Friday and Saturday nights, Portobello features live entertainment starting at 9 p.m. Portobello Banquets is your destination for that special event, such as Sweet 16s, wedding, office parties, or anything that has to impress. Their professional staff will ensure that your event will not just be an occasion, but a memory. Portobello also hosts the always popular comedy nights. I think Davin has something coming up very soon, so check that out.
We had it on
which
Friday.
Which is produced by Side Splitting Productions and our pal Davin's Den. Experience all that Portobello has to offer. 175 Ramapo Valley Road in Oakland, New Jersey. Lauren almost got through it. Oh, learn more by calling 201-337-8990. That is 201-337-8990. Or by visiting their website, PortobelloNJ.com. You deserve the best. You deserve Portobello.
Ah, yes. Side Splitting Productions. That's my company. If you need a comedian, a kids entertainer, a face painter, balloon animal, all that sort of good stuff, an impressionist, an impersonator, we got it all. We got it. You know, you need somebody to like to come to an event as Hillary Clinton, we can do that for you. We can do Donald Trump. We can do whatever you need. All you got to do is go to sidesplittingproductions.com. Sidesplittingproductions.com. Number is 551-404-3094. 551-404-3094. Joe, are you going to be any place next?
Yes, I'm going to be on Wednesday night. Thursday night, I'll be at Governor's Comedy Club in Levittown. Go to gubs.com to check that out. 8 o'clock show. Sunday, 8 o'clock. at Uncle Vinny's in Point Pleasant, New Jersey. Go to 1-877-UNCLE.VIN for reservations and information.
All right. I think that is it. More meetings this week. Thank you guys for hanging out. Always great. Very active Den Pen tonight.
Yeah, thanks, guys. They were killing tonight.
The Den Pen, very funny. Very funny tonight. So thank you guys for hanging out with us. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us,
tell no one.
We'll be right back.